Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is so incredibly exciting. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we were talking about the Torahs and the Shemen HaMishcha. There's an Isser of Asiyas Shemen HaMishcha. There's an Isser of Asiyas HaKtayres. V'zeh haya noseh, v'anachnu hishveinu v'lishanot ha-psukim. אצל שמן המשחה כתוב על בשר אדם לא יסח, ובמתכונתו לא תעשו כמוהו, קודש הוא, קודש יהיה לכם. אז אנחנו הסברנו שעל בשר אדם לא יסח, you're not allowed to anoint yourself with the שמן המשחה. So that parallels the end of the pasuk, קודש הוא, the ratio of the sefer, the beginning of the end of the pasuk. And when it says, ובמתכונתו לא תעשו כמוהו, זה מקביל לסיפה של הסיפה. Where it says, קודש יהיה לכם. In other words, מסקונטו means you should make the same formula for yourself. The formula of the Shemana Mishcha, you should make it for yourself. קודש יהיה לכם. It should be holy for you. And therefore, you're not allowed to make it it's holy. You're not allowed to make it for yourself. זה פסוק למד בית. בפסוק למד זין ראינו, והקטורת אשר תעשה במתכונתה, לא תעשו לכם. Don't make tyrus, like the tyrus in the base of Mikdosh. קודש תהיה לך לשם. אז זה לשון אחרת. זאת אומרת, פה כתוב, קודש תהיה לך לשם. Not making that the same formula. קודש תהיה לך לשם. בשם פסוק י' ב' כתוב, קודש יהיה לכם. אז מה ההבדל? אז הסברנו שיש הבדל יסודי, רבותיי, יסודי. והבדל הוא, אני מקווה, אולי אני מחדד יותר מהשיעור הקודם, אני לא יודע. אבל אני מאוד רוצה שזה יהיה מובן. שלפי דברינו, לפי לאור תורת מורינו ורבינו זצ"ל, ההבדל הוא כזה. That when it says, קודש יהיה לכם, it means לכם. To you. When you are making it, you have to make it in a holy way. קודש יהיה לכם. When you're making it, when you're Isaac Vasius Haktoris, it must be Kodesh. It has to be holy. And Memela, it is not allowed to be made for your own mundane purposes. The Asiya has to be Lashamayim. The Lachem, your Asiya, has to be Kodesh Yiyah. It has to be holy. That's your lachem. Your lachem, your asiya, halachem, which is asiya sa'adam es ha-shemen, to you. What do you mean to you? When you make the shemen, that has to be a kodesh. So the asiya has to be la-shemayim. Ze b'shemen ha-mishcha. Vilu b'ktoret, lo medubar al asiya. Medubar kodesh tiye lecha. What does it mean kodesh tiye lecha? That this mixture, which is lecha, for your needs, i.e., because the Torah is mechaper, so it should be Lashem. In other words, it's here, it's talking about the Torah itself, not in the Asiyas HaKtaris. It's talking about the Torah itself. The Torah itself should be for Hashem. And Memela, you can't make it for yourself. Because the Guf HaKtaris has to be Lashem. Kodesh tiyeh lecha. It should be what's lecha, what's for you, for your needs, it should be holy, and therefore you have to do it Lashem. You have to make it Lashem. It has to be for Hashem and not for your own needs. But again, not because the etzem ha'asiya is the problem, but that the guf haktoris, right, when the guf haktoris, the totzal of the asiyas haktoris, of you making the haktoris is the actual haktoris, that k'taris has to be Lashem, and not for you. And memela, you're now allowed to do the asiyah for yourself. Aval avdelu shelo sheha ha'ikar po sheha tzitzich la'asot l'shem shamayim she'etzim ha'asiyah nit yachada l'shem shamayim. That's by the shemen. Shemen ha'mishcha, the etzim ha'asiyah is l'shem shamayim. And memela, if you don't make it l'shem shamayim, if the lachem isn't kodesh, so therefore, then you're over in Nistaraisa. Whereas by the Ktores, the Asiya itself isn't, not that the Asiya has to be L'Shamayim, the Ktores has to be L'Shamayim. And Mamela, when you make the Torah, it has to be Lashem and not for other purposes. Okay, ani mekaveh shezeh barur, ani tamid mazmin et kol elu sherotzim, afshar ליצור איתי קשר ולבקש יותר הסבר. ולפי זה אנחנו הסברנו the הקדומה of פסק למד א' to למד בייס. Then in פסק למד א', פסק says, שם נשחס קודס יעלו לדורי סייכה. And from that we learn that it's נגנז לסיד לבו, and you're going as it with the Aron, that it's put away, it's forever, and it never lacks. It's this miraculous shaman. And why is that? Because the reason the Shemen HaMishcha was put away is because you're no longer allowed to use the Shemen HaMishcha which Moshe Rabbeinu made. And you're also now allowed to make a different Shemen, as we see in Tosis and Nazir Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. But that's what it means, Zel Yali L'Dor HaSeicha, that the Shemen HaMishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu made, this is talking about the Shemen HaMishcha that Moshe made. The Shemen HaMishcha that Moshe made is going to be Lidoros, and you're not allowed to make another Shemen HaMishcha. And that's going to be put away, and then Lasid Lavo, it's going to not be lacking anything, even though they used it for the Mishkan. So that's the special Shemen HaMishcha. So what's so special about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu made it? The answer is because the Etzem HaAsiyah, Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Etzem HaAsiyah. The Etzem HaAsiyah had Moshe's stamp on it. And since the Etzem HaAsiyah had Moshe Rabbeinu's stamp on it, so then that makes it holy, and you're not allowed to make any other Shemen. Because here the HaAsiyah was done by Kedusha, with the high level of Moshe Rabbeinu. עיקרו משום ששוב לא היה ראוי להשתמש בשמן זה שעשהו משה. You're not allowed to use this shemen that Moshe Rabbeinu made. That's why it's put away in storage. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is in the guf ha-shemen. Because he did the asiya. And we said that by the shemen, the ikar is the asiya. The asiya is, the asiya has to be la-shemayim, and because the asiya is the mitzvah. And here the asiyah was done by Moshe Rabbeinu. This has to be put away. And therefore it's not going to be nechs. It's put away lasid lavo because Moshe Rabbeinu made it. And it's not nechser because Moshe Rabbeinu made it. And therefore we have an iser of lotasu kamo. You're not allowed to make the same matkonet. Because kodesh tia lechem. So that's why pasuk lamed aleph was makd in pasuk lamed beis. Lamed aleph it says shemen mishcha kodesh tia lechem. In other words, it's a special shemen hamishcha. Because Moshe Rabbeinu made it. And therefore, it's for all the generations, and it's put away, and it's miraculous; it doesn't lack. And then in the next pasuk, it says, "Kodesh Yalechem." Meila v'maskunta lo tasu kamo kodesh Yalechem. You're now allowed to make the same formula. It should be holy. Your asiyah has to be kodesh Lashem. But if it isn't, i.e., if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make it, and you're making it yourself, then you're opening a Doraisa. Because here the Torah is telling you, Kodesh Yalachem. The Lachem, when you make it, it has to be for Kodesh. It has to be for Hashem, because the Asiyah is special. So first it tells us in Pasuk Lamed Aleph that Moshe Rabbeinu made it, and therefore it's L'dor HaSeichem. The fact that it's L'dor HaSeichem is because Moshe Rabbeinu made it. And since you see that it's special because of the Asiyah, that Moshe Rabbeinu made it, Memela, there's an Isser to make Maskunta. But the Hakdama is that Pasuk Lamed Aleph, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Shemen is L'dor HaSeichem. And Memela, don't make the same one. Don't do Asiya in an improper way, making your own Shemen HaMishcha. So that's the Tamsis of what we saw. And we saw, that was the second part of the Shia. First part of the Shia, we saw a number of Kashas on the Pesukim, which we will mamish pile plus to Kashas, which we're Mr. Shem going to get back to. עכשיו אנחנו מתקדמים. בספר היראים, במצווה רשע ח' לגבי מפתם את השמן, כותב היראים שציב היוצרנו שלא ישתמש הדיות בכתר כהונה. That our creator commanded us that you shouldn't use a hediot, shouldn't use the crown of kahuna. והקביץ שלו יפת עם שם מדויים על השם אל קדושה. And the Torah was makbid that you shouldn't make shemen similar to the shemen amishcha. Don't use the same formula. So this whole idea of not making the shemen amishcha like the not making our own shemen like the shemen amishcha, it also says that by the k'toras, you're not allowed to make k'toras like the k'toras. But it doesn't say anything about shelo yishtamesh hediot b'keser kahuna. That's a special lashon by here. By the Shemen HaMishcha. Doesn't say that by the Ketores in Mitzvah Reish Ayin Tes in the Sefer Yireim. I typed in this Lashon to the Oitzer HaChochma with my over 100,000 Svarim. Very close. Now they came out with the new Girsa, another 8,000 Svarim for like 740 shekel or something. Just insane. Insane how much Torah there is for nothing. For nothing. It's worth billions of dollars. Billions. And they're giving it away for nothing. It's unbelievable. You can just learn it. Pilepil. Just not on Shabbos. But I found a way around that. How did I find the way around it? Use the computer on Shabbos? No. I'm going to say it's pikuach nefesh, that you need to learn Torah so much, otherwise you're going to die. I'm not in that madriga. But what I need, I just print out before Shabbos. Still not the same, since I want to look something up. I can't look it up. What I need, I print out. But I once heard from Rabbi David Feinstein that he was makbid on that. He held that Stam to make sheets to put in Sheamus is not covered at Torah, so one should try to minimize these photocopied they used to call Xeroxed sheets, these printed out Divrei Torah, because they end up in Sheamus, and to put Divrei Torah in Sheamus isn't covered for Torah. I thought that was a valid Einfeld that a person should think about that here you're taking Divrei Torah and you know you're going to use it once and then it's going to end up going in Sheamus, going to end up being buried. So it's safer, so it stays in the shelf. People don't bury Sfarim so quickly. But the Dapim is already a different story. So I thought that was a beautiful linefall. Unfortunately or fortunately, I didn't adapt that for my own, as a hakpada not to print out sheets. But there's some Magidei Shiur, they're very into that. They love printing out lots and lots and lots and lots of sheets. And but like I said, Rav David Feinstein said, not like that, but okay, that was a hergish of the great tzaddik Reb David Zetzel. Al koponim, we're back to where we were talking about over here. So I typed in the Sefer Yireim. No, nobody talks about the Yireim. Just about nobody. So what's the difference over here? Why by this Yireim, right? Why by the Shemen? It's the Charishain. It's not pashut. Why the Gabe the Shemen? Does he say Shetzivi Yotzeinu Shalei Shtamish Hedya Pekeser Kehuna? And he doesn't say that by the Keteris. He just says not to make the same Keteris they had in the Mikdash. As Lefit Vareinu Hadavam Mevuar Itev. Sharei Lechora Belafach Yitzarech Biyur. Ma Shetola Hayireimes Isur Shamafatim Shem Shemapita Shalei Shtamish. Is that what's Aser? Is the Shimush Aser? It's not the shimush that's aser, the asiya is aser. And after it's already made, then you're allowed to use it. Raya, the Rambam, claim Mikdash 1:5. Oh my goodness. So after you made it, then it's Beseder Gomer. You can use it. So why does he say Shalo Yishtamesh Hediot Bekesel Kehuna? Talking about the Shemen HaMishcha, which is used to anoint. Kohanim, the claim Mikdash. Melech, Kohen Gadol, Klei Mikdash. So, Gan de Meshuach Mulchama, Rambam Klei Mikdash 1:7. So, the Yisr is the Asiya, not the Ishtamshus of the of forbidden Shemen HaMishcha that you made in a forbidden way. זה קושיה ליראים, שוב אמרתי להפתעתי, כמעט לא מדברים על זה. זה מפתיע מאוד. That's the beauty of having technological events that you can see, you know, where everybody talks about it, right? Amazing, just about. ואם כן, מה עניין איסור העשייה למשתמש בקטר כהונה? הוא בעל כוחנו, שגם העשייה של השמן בכלל קדושת השמן. the asiya of the shemen, the creation of the oil, is included in the kedusha of the shemen, as we spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu made the shemen amishcha. His creation of the oil is included in the kedusha of the oil, and therefore this oil is holy for all of the generations, because the etzem haasiya is. It doesn't say that about the Torahs, but the etzem by the shemen amishcha, the etzem haasiya is included in the kedusha of the shemen, and therefore it's the Torah Seichem. It's made by Moshe, it has Moshe in it, and Mamela is the Torah Seichem. It's holy for the generations, because the etzem haasiya shel haShemen is included in the kedusha of Shemen. And using this asiya for your needs is mishtamish b'keser kahuna. In other words, if you make, it's not talking about using it and to anoint yourself. It's talking about the making of the shemen. You're using this asiya for your own needs. That's what it means. Don't use this asiya. There's an asiya sa shemen. There's the formula of shemen, of how to make the shemen, the ingredients of the shemen. Don't use this for your needs. That's what it means. So what does it mean, don't use it for your needs? Don't make it for your needs. Because that's using the shemen. You're using the making of the shemen. You're using the creation of the shemen for yourself. When I make the shemen for myself, I'm using the creation of the shemen for myself, because it's being done for me and not for Hashem. And the Etzem HaAsiyah is also holy. That's part of the Kedushas HaShemen. So it's not only, it doesn't mean that when I make it, I can't. I mean, maybe it does, but the Rambam holds not like that. So after you make it, you can use it. After you make it for yourself. It's a no-no, but you can use it. But here he's saying, don't use the Asiyah for your own purposes. And make this formulation of the Shemen, this concoction, or whatever you want to call it, for yourself. So that's using the keser kahuna, that's using the crown of kahuna when you make it for yourself, and that's b'mefatim es haShemen. But b'mefatim es haKtorah es haRebianu she'enei sul mitzad heishtamshut ba'asiyah. By the Ktoras, the problem is not that you're using the creation of the Shemen. It's not the creation of the Ktoras that bothers us, that it should be shelo l'shem shamayim. It's not the creation of the Ktoras. It's the Ktoras itself. And the mela, the creation of the Ktoras, has to be for Hashem. The Ktoras itself, the Isser, the Ktoras itself has to be Lashem, like the Pasuk says. When it's for you, when it's Lecha, Kodesh Tiyah Lecha, when you're making it for you, for your purposes, so it should be Lashem. It should be Lashem. What does it mean for your purposes? Because the Shemen is the Ktoras is Mechaper, Mechaperis. But it's not the Etzem HaAsiyah, which is that the etz, it's not, the pasuk is not saying the etzem asiyah has to be l'shamayim. The pasuk is telling us that the ktoris has to be for Hashem, and memela the asiyah haktoris can't be for other things, because the only way the ktoris itself is going to be for Hashem is if you make it for Hashem. So here the isser isn't in the asiyah. The isser is in the etzem haktoris. The etzem haktoris has to be for Hashem. And Mimela, there's no Isser Hishtamshis Basiya. You can't say, don't use the creation of the Torahs for your own needs, because that's not, the creation of the Torahs doesn't have to be for Hashem. Again, the Torahs itself has to be for Hashem. Mimela, you have to create it for Hashem. That's the only way the Torahs itself is to be for Hashem. But they hear that the Isser is not in the Asiya. The Isser is on the Etzem HaKtoras. Whereas by the Shemen Amishcha, there the Isser is on the Asiya. So don't use the Asiya of the Shemen. The Shemen has to be for Hashem. Kodesh Yalachem, when you make it, so make sure that it's going to be Kodesh. The Asiya has to be, when Lachem, when you make it, you have to make sure to make it Lashem. So the Asiya has to be for Hashem. And Mimela, don't use that Asiya for your own purposes. But by the Ktoras itself, not the Asiya, the Ktoras itself has to be for Hashem. Mimela, don't make the Ktoras for your own purposes, because then it's not going to be for Hashem. But the Isser is on the Etzem HaKtoris. And therefore you can't say that you're using the Hishtam. Don't use the Hishtamshas. Don't be Mishtamish in the Asiya for yourself, because that's not the problem. The problem is not being Mishtamish Ba'asiya for yourself, using the making it the creation of the Ktoris for your own purposes. That's not the problem. The problem is that the Ktoris itself has to be for Hashem. And it just comes out from that. Like we said in the previous year, it's more indirect. And it comes out from that that you're not allowed to make the Ktoris l'Hashem, that you're not allowed to make the Ktoris for your own purposes. And rather you have to make it for Hashem, because that's the only way the Ktoris is going to be l'Hashem. Whereas in the Kodesh Yalachem, when it comes to the Shemen HaMishcha, there the Etzem HaAsiyah has to be for Kodesh. And Mimele, you're not allowed to make it for yourself. So that's going directly on the Asiyah. And not on the Etzem HaDavar. Not on the Shemen itself, but rather on the Asiyah Hashem. The Asiyah Hashem has to be for Hashem. And therefore, don't use this Asiyah for yourself. Then you're going to, if you do, you're mishtamish b'keser kahuna. You're being mishtamish b'asiyah. The asiyah is part of the kedusha for yourself. Whereas by the ktoras, the issue is not the asiyah. The issue is the etzem haktoras. Just as an outgrowth of that, you have to do you have to make it for Hashem and not for yourself, because that's the only way it's going to be for Hashem. Born of the Yerem doesn't talk about being mishtamish hedyot b'keser kahuna, that you're using the asiyah for yourself, because the asiyah is not the problem. Problem is the Ktoris itself should be for Hashem. And if it's not, there's an Aveira. But the issue by the Ktoris is not the issue, is not the Asiya, but the how the Ktoris comes out, what's going to be the nature of the Ktoris when you're finished. So he doesn't talk about being Mishtamish Ba'asiya, using the making of it for your own purposes, because by Ktoris the issue is not the making of it, the issue is what emerges, final product. V'ani mekavesh advarim היו מובנים. בספר דעת זקנים מבעלי התוספות, כאן בפסוק י"ג, כותב על איסור של אשר ילקח כמור, וכן גבי קטורת, לפי שאין דרך להשתמש בשרבית של מלך. We have an איסור by the Shemen HaMishcha, we have an איסור by the Keteres, not to make the same ingredients for both, for yourself that you make for the Ktoires, here it's talking about the Shemen HaMishcha, and he says also the same thing by the Ktoires, and if you do it's Kares. By the way, it's important just to, as an aside, that when you learn Torah, Torah is supposed to train you to think like God. What matters to God? So you think, what's worse, eating chazir, or making the Shemen HaMishcha? Pashit, eating chazir. What's worse, robbing a bank, or making the Shemen HaMishcha? Pashit, robbing a bank. But here we see the nichrus me'am. You don't get kares for chazir, just a lav. And you don't get kares for robbing a bank. You get 25 years in the slammer, that you get. But you don't get kares. The Torah says, oh, look at the serious business. This is the way God sees it. It's an andere blik. It's a staklut acheret. Me staklut ha'enoshit ha'pshuta. Ve'advarim chodrim le'imkei batin. Moray v'rabotai. As v'da'adat zkenim v'balei ha'tosvot, kan pasuk lamed gimel, כתב לאיסור שלקח כמור וכן גבי כתורת, לפי שאין דרך להשתמש בשרבית של מלך. וכן אמרו חז"ל, לא יעשה אדם בית תבנית היכל ולא מנורה של שבעה. So by both you're not allowed to make the same by the side by the Torah side of the Shemen HaMishcha, because you're not allowed to use the staff of the king. And so to Chazal say, you should not make your house in the same form as you should make a house in the same form as the heichal. Should make a menorah in the same form as the menorah of the Mikdash. Chinuch mitzvah reishin and dalid, uveradbaz al haramam perek zayin milchot beit habchira, katvu, shayisur, shelo yaseh adam tavnit, mishum moram mikdash. Why aren't you allowed to make the same form as the things in the base of Mikdash? So the chinuch and the radbaz say, it's because of moram mikdash. It's Moiridik. Ayin Sham, Ubimin Chaschinoch, Barichus. Now, like other Rishonim, who say that it's in a problem of Avodah Zarah, but it's a Barur, Shizalo Das, Da'atoshele, רבנו בעלי התוספות here. זה במאמר מוסגר ואין כאן המקום. וכמובן ששם יקרו בתוצאה שאין זה כבוד מקדש לעשות לצורך עצמו את אותו דבר המשמש למקדש. So there the ikar is the outcome, that it's not covered for the mikdash to make for yourself the same thing that's used in the mikdash. Even though there the etzem asiyah is aser, not just the shimush. Ein bezeh b'yoradeh simen reish mamal, for pischei tshuva sifkat yud beiz, u'barichus b'sefer makor mayim chayim sham. The asiyah is the iser. But the point is that the problem is and not the shimush. But the point is that the problem is the outcome. The problem is the toitzah. So what does that sound like? Does that sound like the iser of k'tores, or does that sound like the iser of shaman amishcha? The answer is k'tores. Zekmo agedel shebiyarnu ba'isur shel mifatem et haktoret, and not like the iser of mifatem es hashemen. And the Das Kanim of Bali Atos has put the two together. So why did Das Kanim of Bali Atos put the two together and say, you're not allowed to make the same formula as the Ketores and the Shem and HaMishcha, just like you're not allowed to make, build a house like the Heichal and a menorah like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. There the Yisr isn't the... There, the Icarus is the Toitzah, that you're not supposed to have a house that's in the same form as the house of the Mikdash. You're not allowed to have a menorah, right? You're not allowed to make it because you're not allowed to have it. But the point is that you're not allowed to have it. So again, but the Shemana Mishcha, the Yisr is that it has to be Miyuchat L'Shamayim. And you're not, the Asiyah has to be L'Shamayim and not for yourself. By the Ketores, the Icarus is that the Toitzah, the Ketores itself has to be for you and not for, it has to be for Hashem and not for you. So here he puts the two together, Ketores and Shemana Mishcha, and he compares it to not making Bayis, Tavnis, Heichol, and Menorah, Shel Shiva, etc. So Rosh Hashanah 24a. So why does he put the two together when this is only matim to our hagdara of, it only fits our hagdara of the Ketores and not the Shemen HaMishcha? The Hadvarim Ma'orerim Tmiha. As Efshar Lomar, Omer Moreinu V'Rabbeinu, Shebishneihem Yisod Echad Shel Isur Hu Mitzad Mishtamesh, Ela Shebimifatem Et HaShemen, HaShimush B'Sharvito Shel Melech Hu HaShimush Ba'asiyah, Shigam Ken B'Chlal Sharvito Shel Melech, Ve'ilu B'Ketoret הוא במה שישנה תוצאה של הקטורת לצורך עצמו, בעוד שהקטורת שרביתו של מלך היא. In other words, at the end of the day, he compares it to the sharvit of a melech. He compares it, don't use the king's stick for yourself. So הדברים מתחלקים. When it comes to the shemen, what does it mean, don't use the king's stick for yourself? It means that don't use the asiyah for yourself when it comes to shemen. Don't make it for yourself. That's using the king's sharvit. The shemen is the king's sharvit. Don't make it for yourself, because then you're using the asiyah. You're using the asiyah for yourself. You're using the making of the creation of the shemen for yourself. And that's the mashal he gives there. He talks about not making tabnis heichal, etc. Not to make it in the same form as the klei mikdash and the mikdash itself. But he also says not to be dan lerech l'shtamish b'sharvito shavit shel melech. You're not allowed to use the shavit of the king. You're not allowed to use the king's stick. So it depends. Kol davar ze mitchalek lefi hanoseh. Using the shavit of the melech will be shemen. It's don't make it. Don't use the asiyah for yourself. That's using the shavit shel melech. And by the ketores, it's the toitzah. The ketores itself. The ketores itself is for yourself, and not for God. That's using the shavit shel melech because of the toitzah of the ketores. And the mashal he brings is more matim for the ketores. And ketores is also included in here. And the mashal is more matim for the ketores. But sof kol sof, the lamais is the same. That you're not allowed to make bayis, tabanis, heichel, menorah shel shiva. And you're not allowed to make a ketores for yourself. And you're not allowed to make shemen hamishcha for yourself. And l'shtamish b'sharvit shel melech can be split up into, it depends where, right? What it means. Shtam Shabbat Shemelech is using the asiyah for yourself by Shemen HaMishcha, and the Ketores, the Guf HaKetores, should be for you when it comes to the Ketores. So that's when the that's the Urayim talking. That's the Eiligel Dasikenim Ibali at Tesfis. Abal Hayreim is on the Reim only talking about Shemana Mishcha. In his halach about Shemana Mishcha, he doesn't say Mishtamish Bisharvito Shel Melech, using the king's staff. Here he says, your mom is using the keser kahuna. What's the difference? The sharvit is a symbol. It's a symbol. It's a semel. V'ha'isur hu b'asiyat ha-semel la'atzmo. So you're not allowed to make this sign. A sharvit is a symbol. And you're not allowed to make the symbol for yourself. But by Shemana Mishcha, this is mamish. When you make the Tavanis Heichal, so that's the Sharvit. These are all symbols. If you make in your house, you make menorah, like they have in the Beis HaMikdash. So that would be symbolic of the menorah and the Mikdash, and that's Aser. So that's the Sharvit. That's what the Badaz Kenar Bali Tos is talking about. But the Urayim, Hu Mitnaseach Acheret, he doesn't speak about a Sharvit. The Urayim speaks about, and again, this Sharvit, this symbol, so it would apply to, right, when you make the Ktores is a symbol of the Ktores in the Beis HaMikdash. When you make this Ktores at home, that's going to be similar to us, because you're not allowed to do that, because then you're going to come out with different Ktores. You're going to come out with Ktores that's for yourself and not for Hashem. But again, that's all when you're in the realm of Sharvito Shel Melech. The Ktoris is a symbol of service of God, and then you're making it for yourself. That's no good. So this Sharvito Shel Melech, when we're talking about symbolic, so that fits with the Ktoris. And he's the Baal Zken Baal Yitos is talking about the Ktoris. And again, the mashal of the Klei Mikdash. And by the way, the Fatimah Sashemin is also included in Shavito Shel Melech. Why? Because there is the Sof Kol Sof. The Shemin is also symbolic of the king's staff. Right? This is also the Shemin HaMishcha is supposed to be for God, and you're using it for yourself. So both by Ktaris and the Shemin HaMishcha, the Shavito Shel Melech would be a fitting mashal. Because they're both symbolic of what you have in the Mikdash. And again, when you talk about the Tavnis, there the Ikar is not the Etzem HaAsiyah, but that you're now allowed to have a menorah in the same as the menorah in the Mikdash, you're now allowed to have a house built like the Heichal. So that's again, that Hagdor is closer to Ktoris. Because there, Sof Kol Sof, the Asiyah is what's Asir, but the reason the Asiyah is Asir is because it's going to come out to be in the form of something in the Mikdash. But as we explained, since Sof Kol Sof, it's the Asiyah that's Aser in both when it comes to the making Tavnis Heichel, Tavnis Menorah, and the Asiyah is what's Aser, both Ktoris and Shemana Mishcha, so then it all fits, it all works in. That it the Asiyah is Aser in all of the cases, and that's why he can bring the Tavnis HaMikdash and the Klei HaMikdash as a Mashal, and the Sharvito Shel Melech, it's a staff of the king. They're both symbolic. The Ktoris is symbolic of the Ktoris and the Mikdash, and the Shemana Mishcha is symbolic of the Shemana Mishcha and the Mikdash. So that's all good with the Das Ken Mabali Atesis. But the Urayim is talking about Shemana Mishcha, and he doesn't say Shavit or Shalmelech. He says your mom is using the Keser Kahuna. Why is that? Because the Sharvit is, like we said, is symbolic. And so you're not allowed to make a symbol of what you have in the Mikdash. But the Shemen HaMishcha is even more than that. Not only is it symbolic, but it's mamish. In other words, it's you're mamish using the Shemen, which is the Keser Kahuna. Because the Asiyas HaShemen is included in the Shemen. So it's not just, right after you make it, if it's not for the Mikdash, then it's just symbolic of what's in the Mikdash. But the Etzem HaAsiyah is part of the Shemen. So it'll come out that the Etzem HaAsiya is using the Shavit or Shalmela, is using the Keser Kahuna. Why is it Keser? Why is it it's Keser Kahuna Mamish? Because Asiyas Hashem is included in the Shemen. So that's included in the Keser Kahuna. So when you're making it, you're using this formula that they have in the Mikdash. So that's not just symbolic. That itself, that Asiya, that Maisa Asiya, that act of making it, that act of creating the Shemen, is using the crown of the king. Mamish. Because part and part, that's what the Urim is talking about, because part and parcel of the Shemen, which outside the Mikdash is symbolic of the Shemen in the Mikdash, it's not the same thing, doesn't have the same Kedusha. But the Etzem HaAsiya is part and parcel of the Shemen. So when you create it, when you create Shemen for yourself, for your own purposes, so that is not just symbolic, that's not just a sharvit, that's even more. That's the shimush mamash b'shemen shu keser kahun. That's using the shemen, you're mishtamish in this asiya. In other words, there's an asiya of the shemen, and you're using that for yourself. So that's using something that's itself, that's mikdashtik. You're using something mikdashtik. Because the asiya of the shaman is mikdashtik. Ultimately, the shaman is just going to be symbolic of what you have in the mikdash. So that would be compared to the shavito shalmela. But if you make it like the shaman amishcha, when you're doing the asiyas hashaman, when you're creating the shaman, if you create it in a mikdashtik way. So that's using the mikdash mamish, using the keser kuna mamish. So that's why the Urim says that you're using keser kuna mamish, because you're using this asiya for yourself. Don't use this asiya for yourself. This is only for the mikdash. If you use it for yourself, you're using something mikdashtik for yourself. And therefore, he uses that mashal. Whereas the Das Kana Baal HaToisis was talking about the product. The product comes out for yourself and not for Hashem. So then you're taking something that's not, this is symbolic of something that's for Hashem. It's not for Hashem, but it's symbolic of something for Hashem, and you're using it for yourself. You're taking it for yourself. It's for you. So that's the issue. That's when he's talking about both the Ketores and the Shemen HaMishcha. It works for both. That this product is going to end up being for your purposes and not Hashem's. And this product is symbolic of what you have in the Mikdash. So the creation of the Shemen is not only the Sharvito Shel Melech, which is also Sharvito Shel Melech, it's also symbolic of what you have in the Mikdash, but it's mamish, it's even more than that. That's what the Urim is talking about. It's even more than that. It's the Kesukun itself, because Asiyas Hashem is included in the Shemen. So this itself is like the Shem of the Mikdash. You're using the Shem of the Mikdash when you make it for yourself. You're using this Asiya for yourself. That's what the Urim is talking about. Whereas the Baal Kana Baal HaToisis talks about the Shavit Shel Melech, which is the symbolic. So at the end, the Ketores is symbolic of, don't make it for yourself, because this Ketores that you have is like what they have in the Mishkan. And the Shem and HaMishcha, also the Shem and HaMishcha you have is symbolic of what they have in the Mishkan. But not only the outcome of the Shem and HaMishcha, because we said by Shem and HaMishcha, the problem is the Asiya. So it could also be included in the Shavito Shel Melech. It's also symbolic of what they have in the Mishkan. But again, it's not only symbolic. That's why when the Urim is talking only about the Shemen HaMishcha, he says it's Mamish Keser. It's Mamish the Keser of the King. It's not only symbolic. Here you're using the Asiya for yourself. That Asiya is part and parcel of the Shemen. And now you're taking that Asiya for yourself. So that's the Keser Kun itself. אני מקווה שהדברים היו ברורים. And one more word, that in the Sefer Mitzvah, the Rasag, in Onshin Aleph, he says also, כמעט nobody talks about this. This Rasag. The Rasag, הידוע, writes in these rhymes, these poems, and you have to figure out what he's talking about. So he says, החוץ רק עכשמני וקטרתי. The Isser is making the Shem and the Ketores outside. Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perle says that, what do you mean, achutz? That you're only chayiv if you make this Shemen HaMishcha the formula of the Shemana Mishchan declares outside and out if you make it inside. And he tried to understand why. It's Ma'arich. Based on what we said, it's Pashut. I mean, it's very hard to understand. Here he's talking about the Ikar Aveira. And he says, the Ikar Aveira is doing it on the outside. No, the Ikar Aveira is making the Shem and the Ktaris. The Ikar Aveira is not making it outside. But then he says, no. Hachutz, Rakach Shemini Viktarati. What does he mean? So the Rasag is writing the Yisrael Isser. You know what the Yisrael Isser is? Shebdvarim Elu Yesh Pnim. Danu Diotam Bamikdash Vikodoshav. These are things that are for the Beis Hamikdash. They're supposed to be for the inside. So the Asiya nechshevet Asiyatam kasiya shel chutz mipnim ze. So when you make it for your own purposes, it's like you're taking it out of the Mikdash. And therefore, asur rekichas shemam nivikarti, because you're taking what's inside outside. So in other words, it seems that it's not like the Rechav Fisher Pell understood that the asiyah is bachutz. It's not that the asiyah is bachutz. When you create the Shemana Mishcha and the Ktores, even if you do it inside the Beis HaMikdash, it's like taking it out. Because these are things that are supposed to be for the Mikdash, for the Pnim. And you're using for your own, making for your own purposes. You're taking it out. So that's like the Shavit Shel Melech. You're taking it out. This is supposed to be the staff of the king. And you're taking the staff of the king for yourself. You're taking the Kesser of the king for yourself. So that's the Isser, Hachutz. That's why he says Hachutz. That's why this is the Atzam Hagdaras Isser. Hachutz. The Isser is you're now to take something that's supposed to be holy, like the Shem and the Ktaris, and then make it unholy for yourself. That's taking it out. That's Kilu taking it out of the Mikdash. It's taking it from Pnim to Chutz. That's using the Shavit Shel Melech. That's taking the king's staff and using it for yourself. So maybe that's what the Rasag means. Kopana Meira Verabaisa, Yishlam Od Harbe, Bezrat Hashem. אז נא להישאר עמנו, ואני מודיע לכם שהייתם איתי עד כאן. זה היה לא פשוט, עמוק מאוד, שהשבוע אפשר פשוט לשתקר מרוב לימוד ענייני השמן המשחר, בקטורס, נסיגס, אינקריסוס, אינהוריס, אינטנמיש, מיין אולם הבא, מיין אולם הבא. One of the things that's hard to be a Jew is we only have 1 week for each parasha. And then תוך that week, you also have the things to do. You have to have שחרס, you have to have מנחה, you have to have מערב, you have to sleep, you have to eat, you have to go to work, you have a family, ברוך השם. There are other things to do. But I'm saying this week you can mamish go stir crazy in the best way with the Ktaras, with the Shemana Mishcha, and with the Egel Azov. I'm saying the Egel Azov and the Moshe's shining face. We have an Amishu Moshe's shining face, and there's so many fascinating Yon and Machtes HaShekel. Oh, but you could talk about the Machtes HaShekel. So there's a sach to read, Rabbi say. So we should be zorcha. God gives us life. We should be zorcha, you know, to learn and little more lama lishma lasa kamis kol yisamot Torah. So we have it. But in order to do that, we need good health. We need Menuchas HaNefesh, we need Simchas Chaim, and we need the Kemach. So if we have those things, and time, then we'll be able to Mirtz Hashem to learn. So I give us all a bracha that we should have lots of everything. Lots of Simcha, lots of Menuchas HaNefesh, lots of time to learn, and lots of Kemach, so we can serve Hashem, B'nachas u'B'Simcha. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.